You're listening to the Mix Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
That'll never get old.
Ever.
And you know what? He's going to be frozen in time for his entire life.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, we're going to play Boys Against the Girls right now. And the lady who's representing is Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Are you ready to get after it?
Absolutely.
Are you in touch with your
manly
your
side?
Macho manly side?
Yes, are you? I am.
What do you do for a living?
I work at an insurance company out in Centennial.
Oh, okay, good for you. We were just talking about insurance companies a moment ago.
Yes.
Listen, if you'll stand by, your opponent is a guy named Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
What do you do?
I work for a payroll company.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Sexy. You're the money man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very popular, probably. Listen, here's the way it works, Tim. Emily's going to ask you some girl questions, while Jeremy is going to give Jennifer some boy questions. Best out of three wins the prize. And if we're tied after three questions, we go to sudden death overtime. We also alternate who goes first. And in this particular case, it is the girls going first.
Yay, little Jennifer.
Jennifer is first. Here we go.
All right, Jennifer, who is the head coach of the Denver Nuggets?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
No, it's not God.
The Nuggets don't even know that.
I know. Right. I'm sorry. I have no idea.
Michael Malone is the guy's name.
Oh.
Old Mike Malone.
The Nuggets are going to be going places sometime soon.
Sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, on to Tim.
All right, money man. Hey, Tim, what was the name of the evil queen in Disney's Sleeping Beauty? Yep.
I have no idea. Mm.
Oh,
I don't
Maleficent.
Either.
Maleficent?
Maleficent. Yeah.
Maleficent. Oh, Maleficent. Yeah. All right, Jennifer.
Would people name their child Maleficent now?
I'm because, sure.
Because people like to name their children after movie characters.
You know,
I wouldn't do it.
You know, there's a whole dating site now just for Disney lovers. Seriously, like if you're a huge Mickey,
oh, boy!
Right? They say find your Mickey or Minnie.
I can't seem to find anybody.
Oh, boy!
Tell me it's ohboy.com. Jennifer, name the four Ninja Turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, all four of them.
Michelangelo, Donatello, Leonardo, and Raphael.
Done.
All right.
That's a beautiful thing.
Back to Tim.
Hey, Tim, what pop queen was in the movie A League of Their Own?
Madonna?
Yeah.
Yes. Madonna. Right. Madonna.
All right, we're tied. 1-1. Going to the third question, Jennifer.
Jennifer, this year I switched all the lights on my Christmas tree to LED lights. What does LED stand for?
Liquid electronic.
I'm going to give you this. That was a good effort. At least you tried to puzzle it out.
It's a light emitting diode.
Oh, those diodes.
Durr.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So here's what it comes down to. If Tim gets this, he wins the game.
Oh, God.
Oh, crud.
And if not, we'll go to sudden death overtime.
All right, it's okay. It's okay, Jennifer, because I don't know how fabulous Tim is. Tim?
Okay.
What is the brand of luxury shoes that has a signature red sole?
A red what?
A red sole, a red bottom.
S-O-L-E.
Luxury shoe.
Do you know?
I don't even... You've done this before. I don't even remember.
Well, you're not... See?
What is it?
Is that my fault? You're not fabulous.
Is it the Manolos?
No, it is Christian Louboutin.
Oh, I would have said Keds. I don't know.
I have Jordan.
Right. Bozo shoes. All right, we go to sudden death overtime.
Good.
Come on, girl.
The first one to get one right.
Which one?
Wins the game.
Jennifer, name one Chuck Norris movie.
I love
him. Oh.
Did you say you love Chuck Norris?
Yes.
Who doesn't? If you don't, he beats you up.
Wasn't he in the
Let me tell you, the one you need to go see, Lone Wolf McQuade. That's one that you need to go watch.
That's the one?
That's what they called Dom in high school.
Lone Wolf McQuade.
I'm all alone.
Only until my senior year.
No. Hey, Tim, this one, I'm even going to give you a hint for this one. What is Oprah Winfrey's middle name? Hint, it's also her best friend's name.
Come
Betty?
On.
No.
Betty?
Did
you say Betty?
Oprah, my best friend Betty?
Oprah Betty Winfrey. Betty. I kind of like that. It is Gail,
it's
see?
Gail.
Jen knows what's up.
All right, back to Jennifer.
Dang, all right, let's do a multiple choice here, Jennifer.
Okay.
Where are you most likely to find flashing at your house? Around the chimney, around your water heater, or around your sink?
Around my water heater.
No. Oh, dang. It's that's, around your chimney.
That's a chimney thing, yeah.
I quit.
Really? Somebody get a point here. We need Tim to try to end the game.
All right, Tim, what would you be doing if you paid a visit to Tony and Guy?
Getting your hair cut.
Yes!
Yes, there you go. Done.
And right. Just like that, aww, the game is over. You know, sorry, Jennifer, Jen, you started strong. But
strong isn't the adjective I would use.
Well, she did. She got one, and then
thank you for playing, Jen.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Have a good day, dear.
Wait a minute. She can't hang up yet. Don't hang up.
Oh.
You got to get your medicine. Are you ready?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Here it comes.
Boys!
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.